السلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. Before carrying on with the tarjuma of the Quran Sharif, just as a refresher, a reminder, our intention must be correct. And for everyone, if their reward is only if it is solely for the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala. We are all sacrificing this little time we are sitting here. If it is done for the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala, then there will be reward in it. If it is for any other intention, explaining also, if it is for any other intention, then there will be no reward from Allah. In fact, there is a fear that Allah will take us to task. In the same way, in our listening also, if we are sitting and listening and our niyat is solely for the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala, then we will benefit also and we will get the great, great rewards also. So one is that all our actions we do solely for the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala. Another aspect is the niyat also, that this is part of niyat, but that we can make as many niyats as we want to. And according to that, we will get reward. It comes in the Hadith Sharif, إِنَّمَا الْأَعْمَالُ بِالنِّيَّةِ. All actions will be judged according to their intention. It comes clearly in the Hadith, and Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu, the great muhaddith of this ummah, when he used to narrate this Hadith, he used to fall unconscious. That on the day of Qiyamah, firstly an alim will be brought, a qari, who had learned Quran and he was very proficient in it and did great service of deen also. Allah will remind him of all his favors that he had granted him, the knowledge of deen, which is the greatest thing that a person can get in this world. And Allah will ask, what did you do with it? He says, I learned it, I practiced it, I taught it to other people, etc. More or less the mafhum of the hadith. Allah will end, he will say, for your pleasure. Allah will say, you are lying. You did it that the people must say that you are a great alim, you did great service, and that you did it for the sake of dunya. He will be thrown headlong on his face and dragged to the fire of Jahannam. Then a martyr will be brought, a person who gave his life in the path of Allah Ta'ala. Allah will remind him of all his favors on him too, and Allah Ta'ala will ask him, what did you do? He said, I fought, I gave my life in the path of Allah for your sake. Allah Ta'ala will say, you are lying. You did it that the people must say that he was very brave. And he sacrificed so much, and he did so much for deen. And now he will be also thrown on down on his face and dragged to the fire of Jahannam. And then a rich and wealthy person will be brought. And he will be asked also, reminded of all the favors, I gave you so much wealth, I gave you so much. What did you do? He'll say, I spent in the path of Allah, and there wasn't any avenue. Wherever I saw there's an occasion to spend, I looked for it, and I spent in your path, and I did it for your sake. Allah Ta'ala will say, you are lying. You did it that the people must say that you are very generous, and that you got a very big heart. And he will be also thrown down and dragged to the fire of Jahannam. So our niyat is very, very important. The niyat, my niyat also, and therefore this muzakara comes at the beginning, that my niyat also, and all of us also, if our niyat is correct, then we will get benefit of sitting here and listening. Otherwise, we might be sitting just to pass time, and we might be sitting just to observe. We might be sitting just to criticize, we might be sitting to find fault, etc. There may be various reasons. So it is according to our niyat that we will get our reward. And then if we can make many niyat. It comes in the hadith, if a person goes to the masjid and he makes this niyat that I will listen to a bayan, some ta'aleem, etc., dars, he gets the sawab of one hajj. So if we make that niyat when we come, that we will learn our deen, and we will learn the basic, the most basic source of our deen, the Quran Sharif, and that we will make amal, or we will listen to it, and then we will preserve it. We will listen with them, not just that we're listening, and if somebody has to ask us at home, what was today's lesson, then we forgot already. No, that we preserve it also. And then we make niyat of amal also, that we will make amal on it also, and we make niyat of conveying it to other people also. These are the basic intentions when we sit for any gathering of any lesson, etc., of deen. Then we will get the full reward of it. And to get this ikhlas and sincerity, we are very fortunate that our deen has taught us everything. On one occasion, Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wasallam explained to the Sahaba that if there is a black ant walking on a black stone, on a pitch black night, that nobody can hear the sound of that ant also, nobody can see it also. More secretly, more discreetly than that also, riya, pride, doing things for name and fame comes in the heart of a person. He might feel that I'm very sincere, that I'm doing lot of work of deen, but more secretly than that, does name and fame, other intentions come in the heart of a person. Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, Allah reward him tremendously. He saved the day for the ummah, so to say. And he said, Oh Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, if that is the case, all of us will be destroyed. That riyakari, doing things for name, fame, has come into our hearts and we hardly know about it. So then we will be all, we'll do a'mal our whole life. But when we come on the day of Qiyamah, we'll find that we are totally destroyed. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, I will teach you a dua, a very simple dua. And all of us know it, we just have to perhaps make little adjustment in it. That if you will read it, Allah will save you from all types of name, fame, show. Whether it is the little of it or the lot of it, the small of it, the big of it, in every way Allah will protect you. The dua Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught is very much like the dua we read in our fifth kalima, panjum kalima. It is, Allahumma inni a'udhu bika an ushrika bika wa ana a'lamu wa astaghfiruka lima la a'lamu. Just a little bit shorter version, so to say, of the fifth kalima. A person who reads that, then he will be saved of all types of name, fame, all wrong intention. So it is absolutely essential that we read this dua and that Allah give us this sincerity and we do everything for Allah Ta'ala alone. The explaining of the Quran Sharif, the listening to it, all of it, if our intention is correct. Hazrat Mufti Shafi Sahib Rahmatullah Ali said, learning about deen and with the correct intention, there is nothing more greater than this. And learning deen with the wrong intention, there is nothing worse than this. This is the worst thing, to learn deen but with the wrong intention. And to learn deen with the correct intention, there is nothing greater than this. May Allah give us tawfiq that all of us, and I remind myself that our niyat be correct before we embark on this great, great mission of Quran Sharif, that our niyat be correct and that we get the full benefit of it, inshallah. Subhanallah.